Okay, Shalom Aleichem. Thank you very much for coming. Thank you very much to Aryeh.
For arranging it.
Aryeh, thank you very much. Let's learn. Gemara was at 8:30, 9:30?
9:30.
Do you ever watch it? I don't know if I watched it. I watched it on the X1.
It's about
2-3
minutes there.
Okay.
Thank
you very much. Okay, so Dinei Mimoinais Bishleisha. How many Dayanim are necessary to paskin the Halacha? So it says here Shleisha, and we're going to see in the Gemara. The Gemara is going to explain that it's my hain ka'amar. Dini Mimonis is a very general category. There are many, many different types of Dini Mimonis. The Mishnah here says Bedavka Gizelois v'chavolois b'Shleisha Lafuke Halva. Okay, so it's coming to explain that among the category of Dini Mimonis, we're only discussing here Gizela. And chavala, wounds, a person hurts, injures another fellow. So there is a question of how much money to pay, to evaluate how much damage, and of course gzela, if the person really stole the money. So we need bedavka three judges. La fuke, there's a shaila on a halva. I lent someone money, and there's a dispute if he paid back the money, did not pay back the money, or how much he paid back, or hoida, if he confesses that he did pay the money. That is not included in the halacha of the Mishnah. That is
you don't need three.
Halacha.
You don't need.
So the Gemara is going to say you do need three, but you do not need three dayanim mumchen. You only need. So when it says here b'shleisha, the Gemara is going to explain over here b'shleisha means shleisha mumchen, three experts. Lafuke by gzelos v'chavolos, you need three experts. Lafuke hoida and halva. You don't need three experts, but you still need three judges.
Okay, that's
to confess, you admit. The person admits. He admits that. Okay, we'll see in the Gemara. The Gemara. I think it could be that he admits moide b'miksas. Halva means he denies the entire halva. There are witnesses that claim that he owes the money, and hoida means he admits to moide b'miksas, he admits to 50% of the halva. So then there's a whole new halacha, you have to swear. If you deny the entire halva, then you're potter, unless there are witnesses that say otherwise. And hoida means I'm moide b'miksas. You claim $100, I admit I owe you $50. So moide b'miksas, you have to pay, you're required to swear. You'll see that a little bit more. Now it's very easy to mention Nezek. With regard to Nezek is really descending as a Chavala. So what's the chilik between Nezek? Nezek is Sharmud. Chavala is when you injure another human being. Nezek is where your animal causes damage. And here, let's assume we're dealing with Mu'id. Mu'id pays Nezek Sholem. The Chatzi Nezek, okay, that's Chatzi Nezek is a Shaila Machlokes, is a Knas. The first three times, Tashlume Kefel, Gneva, you steal secretly, you have to pay double. Tashlume Rav Chamishov, you steal Nishach, you steal an animal, you shacht it, you have to pay four times for a seh, and five times for a shar. B'shloisha, you need three dayanim. Ha'inis, mafata, minis, manis, woman, mafatis, mafata, woman, v'amos, yishemra. B'shloisha, Tanakhama says you only need to pay. You only need three judges for with regard, because this is mominous. If it's determined that a man was ma'anis a woman, or mafata woman, he has to pay 100 shkolim or 50 shkolim. You only need to have three dayanim to decide if he owes the money. Divrei Rabbi Meir. V'achacham oimrim no motzi shemra. Be'eshrim v'shloish need 23 dayanim, because if it turns out that indeed what the man says is correct, that his wife was mezane, so then she's chayiv misa. For an isha zinsa, so then it turns into capital punishment. You need 23 dayanim. This potential of dinei nefashas. Next, makos b'shloisha. A person is a lois fase.
We don't know if Meir really argues in that point. He probably doesn't.
So you start out, and there's a machlok. When you begin the person comes in the court and says that his wife was mezane. So at this point in time, we don't know. At this point in time, it could very well be that she was not mezaneh, and he is the guilty person. He has to pay. He's a liar.
In other words, you could start out with three and end up with a judgment.
Right. So, but according to Chum say, you have to start from the very first claim. It has to be in the very beginning, 23 dayanim.
If you look in the form, where does things end up?
It might lead to exactly. So even the haschola has to be with 23 dayanim. Nei sheshba is a potential din in the fashas.
The Ramei doesn't add him on as things.
He does. Yeah, he does. The Tanakam. He says you start with three. But then, if you have a problem, then you go to 20. But according to the Chacham Simcha, from the very, very beginning, there's potential. So you have to start from the very beginning with 23. Next, makos b'shloisha. Person, the witnesses testify the person was even a loisase. Makos, you need three judgment. Mishum b'vishmulaymer b'eshem shloisha. It's 20 because makos can lead to din nefashos. If either person too many makos, he can die. So therefore, you have to have 23 judges. Ibra hachodesh. So you determine if you have to make the month 29 days or 30 days. B'shloisha, you only need to have three dayanim. It's a very interesting thing. It's such a big, it affects the entire Klal Yisrael. You only need three dayanim. B'rashana, add a whole month to the calendar. Also, B'shloisha, Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Meir. B'shloisha, Masas Gzeres HaKosov. You start with three to accept, to deliberate. If there's a potential to add a day to the month, potential to add a month to the year. If they see there is a potential, then they deliberate with five. Over chamisha noisin v'noisnin, and then if they come to the conclusion that we do need to add a day or a month, then the gomer b'shiva, you have to have seven dayanim to issue the psak halacha. It's all going to be gzeres hakosef. V'im gomer b'gimel, but if they go over the paskin, the month only is 3 days or 7 days, muberes, it's okay. Next. Smicha zikenim. Okay, par helim dover shel tzibuf. The majority of Klal Yisrael did naver for which the chayiv karis. So then you have to have three judges to make that decision if we need to bring the par helim dover shel tzibur. Va'arifas egla, find the dead body in between two cities, and you have to do this whole sugya, whole parish egla roof. You need b'shloisha to give a Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yudamer b'chamisha, you have to have five. The Gemara is going to explain all of these things, all based on gzeres hakaz b'chamisha. Chachalitza. A woman requires how many dayanim you need for the bezin to do about chalitza? Three dayanim. Vaha meunin. A woman who gets married when she's a katana. Bezin marries off a katana because she has no father, and her brother marries her off. So it's a marriage midrabanan. If at some point in time they decide the marriage should be annulled, how many dayanim need to be part of the bezin to decide on the meun to make the statement? Bishloisha.
Dayanim,
not Adim. No. Dayan, it's done in front of three Dayanim. If you ever saw online, they have videos of Chalita ceremonies. It's done in the presence of three Dayanim. They do, and yes, it has to be done in the presence of three Dayanim. She takes off her shoe and she spits in front of three Dayanim, not witnesses. Dayanim, the Dayanim, they actually say Kocha Yasul Ish Shelo Yivnes Beis Ochiv Hanal. The Dayanim actually they administer the entire process. Neteravai.
Why does Miyun have to be done?
You're right. It's only Midrabanan. Okay, the whole Miyun is a Din Midrabanan because Meyun in Chacham you see from this that it's Begeder. I don't know. It's a Chiddush. It's a Berbi Chiddush. Meyun. Why taka do you need? So when it comes to a get does not need three. A get needs two witnesses. A get does not even need Meikar Hadin Adayim, nothing. So Meyun you would assume is a Maisa get. But being that it's a Din de Rabbanon, Chazal upgraded the Din, the procedure of giving of Meyun to three Dayanim. In Echanami it's a Chiddush.
So you might go even less than a get. You think it's less than a get. You don't even need witnesses.
Oh, that's a chiddush. That's a very big chiddush. You're saying that meyon is an extension of chalitza.
It's
a very chiddush. Who says this? It's a very big chiddush. Obviously, there's a lot of lumdis. What's the lumdis that you have to have taka three? Never remember
about this. Rashi is not clear. It says came to rice.
Oh, so that appears that it's not like what he's saying. He's saying it's a different lumdis. It's a din de rabbanon. What is mayon? Is mayon an extension of get, or is mayon an extension of chalitza? If it's an extension of get, l'chayru you don't need. You don't need a bezdin.
Exactly.
You don't even need a bezdin. Period. A bezman has that we have a bezdin just to make sure everything is okay. But the get is given in front of witnesses. You don't even need a bezdin altogether. But because it's a din de rabbanon, so the male rabbanon when they make the first, they may have to have a bezdin. But if you learn that it's an extension of chalitza,
that's why
so chalitza is a din d'oraisa. Right? You have to have three dayanim.
So that's
Leila,
why you need three
people. You have to have three. So it's machlokes rishonim what exactly it is. Dinei nefashos. Now this is pasha. I'm sorry.
Chalitza.
So netivai means redemption. Yeah, a person wants to go needs to go to Yerushalayim, and he has to carry the peiros. So you have to evaluate. You have to exchange it onto money. So the shaila is, how much is the net revai worth to exchange onto money? And umayser sheni shein dam of yiduim, all these things b'shloish, you need three dayanim to evaluate its value, to determine how much has to be put onto money.
Make sure it's the right amount.
When you want to redeem hekdesh, a person is makdesh's field or property, and you want to redeem it, you need three dayanim to determine its value. Ha'arochin ha'metaltelin. So this refers to seemingly objects. Objects, arochin, the Gemara is going to explain. I didn't get that far in the Gemara, I don't remember. On Daf Yudal, I don't remember. So we'll see when we get there what exactly this arochin means. Objects, I think it means objects that have sanctity. That's really Hegdish. Yeah, I'm not sure.
He wants to redeem it.
But what is arochin? Something that was marah, he wants to be put. Why is that that's Hegdish?
He wants to buy it back. Doesn't know what it's worth.
So why is that different than Hegdish? I'm not sure. Okay, we'll see in the Gemara. I don't know. Harochin hametaltlin b'shloisha. If you don't say, we don't aimer echemim koyin, one of the ten has to be one of the three must be a koyin, and this is gezeris hakosuf. Ve'akarkois. Now, karka is much more chomer. If a person is makdish karka, it could be that's what means arochin. Arochin means hegdish. Hegdish that is, but it says hegdoshas. Hagdasha is b'shloisha, and then it's harochim hametal. Two different things. It seems okay. We'll see. Rabbi says, "Achmiyam koyin next." Hakarka is tisha. When it comes to karka, karka, a person is makdish karka, and he wants to redeem it, or someone wants to redeem it. You need 10 people, and one of those 10 people must be a koyin. The adam kayoytse bohen. If you want to give the person's value, person adam wants to redeem himself. Okay, person says, "Eric, there's demei alai. I want to give my value to the Beis HaMikdash." So we have to evaluate how much is this person worth as a slave. We need 10 people, and one of the 10 people must be a kohen. Next, dinei nefashos be'eshem u'shloisha, capital punishment is 23. Haraveva hanirva be'eshem u'shloisha, an animal, and a human being that has relations with an animal, whether it's a male, is the raveya. Hanirva is a female. Be'eshem shloisha, you need 23 dayanim because it's chayiv misa shenemar v'harakto esho isha v'yes habehima. So this is by the nirva, you shall kill the isha v'yes habehima v'yes habehima taroigu, and it says also the animal shall be killed. Two different psukim, one by Rave, one by nirva. Anytime there is death has to be through 23 dayanim, even seemingly for the animal. Anytime Bezin Paskin's Misa, there's going to be 23, and the Gemara is going to talk about this in much more. Looking at Rashi, Rashi here says, "Bechav Gimel ka'adam haraveya de'iskush lahadadi, v'harakto esha isha v'yasa behema hainu raveya." The behema is the English is the female, so that's after the behema is the zohar. The iskush behema isha ma isha bechav gimel af behema bechav gimel. So not only do we kill the isha, she needs 23 dayanim for her death. We need 23 dayanim to paskin misa for the animal, which is a very big chiddush. Why do we need 23? You can kill an animal whenever you want. So yet, since the animal is being killed midin misas bezdin, any time bezdin even kills an animal, bezdin we require 23 dayanim. If you have an animal, you do whatever you want. Go to the backyard and kill your animal. Who cares? But Bezdin is passed in the Maisa Bezdin. So this is a very big Chiddush, a very big Yisoy. The Maisa Bezdin is a whole different league. Next, Sharniskol Be'eshim. Yes. An animal that is Nichshol, an animal that is a partner in Rav Nirva is killed by Bezdin. It's not just I'm killed.
Adults Kash is not. This is why they didn't put all the Din Nefashos together.
So the Gemara is going to talk about it. The Gemara, each one has a unique Chiddush. Sharniskol. Okay, Sharniskol is Be'eshim, Sharniskol is 23. An animal kills a human being. Okay, Shah Niskal, a human being,
Ashar nitzal, an animal kills a human being. Ashar mishloach 23 talyanim. Shnei ma'ashar yisakel v'gambal of yumas. The person of the gambal of yumas is not the person that's chayiv misa. Ma'amisha means the person is chayiv koifer. He's chayiv misa bidei shamayim. The person has an animal and he does not guard it and kills a human being. So the owner of the animal is responsible for the death of his animal. And that about, so bull of yumas doesn't mean they're going to kill him in bezin. It means misa bidei shamayim. But the gemara here is making a drasha. Since it says you must by the person, and it says the animal is killed, we'll makish the animal to the person. The person we would need theoretically 23 to kill the human being. So too we need 23 to kill the animal. Kimisas ba'olam kach misas ashar. Next halacha.
Even bigger chiddush.
Because it killed an animal. Before it was just Rav Avinirva. Exactly. Before it was just Rav Avinirva. So Rav Avinirva, so nothing really happened here. But the loss of a human being, you would say, no, so kill the animal. No, it's a Maisa Bezdin. A Maisa Bezdin needs 23. Hazev, now we have wild animals that kill. Hazev is a wolf, Hari a lion, Adov a bear, Hanumer is a leopard, Habardalis. No, what is that? Rash Zachaya. It's not clear what exactly is a Bardalis.
A Chulda.
A weasel, a wild.
A polecat.
A polecat? Okay, a polecat. There are many, many perushim. What exactly? It's a very, very big discussion. What exactly is a bardalis? Hanachash, a snake, misasan, and inachash. Misasan, be esh, mishlesh. If they kill the person, they chayif, they need 23 doyanim. Rabbi Eliezer Amer, no such thing. When it comes to wild animals, kolakodim, lahargan, zacha, you don't need a bezin altogether. Anyone who comes and kills him, zacha, he got a mitzvah. He got a mitzvah. He has removed from this world a sakana. He killed one of these creatures.
Even if he didn't kill anybody else.
So that's a shayla kol hakoidim. He's saying two yisoides. Number one, he's saying that if a mamish killed someone, if it killed someone, then you don't need a bezin to kill it. And it means over here also even you want to say kol hakoidim, you want to say a drush even in advance, even before these animals kill anyone or harm anyone. If someone comes along and kills them, zocha, they have done the society of taiva. Rabbi Akiva, he says misasim yes mishloshi. He goes back to Tanakama. What is nafkamina between Tanakama and Rabbi Akiva? That the Gemara is going to discuss. Nu halacha. Ein dones ha-shevet. You do not judge a shevet if the majority of a shevet does avodah zara. So the halacha is the whole shevet has to bring a par helam davar shel tzibur. Okay, so Rubosh Rashi's Rubosh al shevet shavda avodah zara b'nezit. So what's going to be the halacha? The whole shevet? I'm not sure. The Gemara is probably going to discuss this. What's the if the majority of a shevet does avodah zara b'shoigeg? They have to be the sawyer, a special carbon. It's a special, but here it's where it's done in b'mezid. B'mezid. So I'm not sure what's
they thought it was mutter.
Or they thought it was mutter. It's b'mezid. It doesn't say. That's what it means.
Be like nearly dachas.
There's a special halacha that if the worship of the Zara, b'shoigeg, a shevet, not only the whole Klal Yisrael, you bring a special carbon. Normally you bring a female animal for a Zara, b'shoigeg. But when the entire Klal Yisrael, or an entire shevet of the Zara, b'shoigeg, you have to bring a special carbon, but that's not what it says in Rashi. Rashi says b'mezid, so we'll have to wait for the Gemara to explain exactly what this means. I do not know. Next, ein don shevet lo yisad navi sheker. Navi sheker is chayiv misa. V'loyes koyen gadol, koyen gadol. So he, this is a very big chiddush of koyen gadol for any aver that he does. Any aver that he does, another koyen gadol requires we need 70. So the koyen gadol ella al pi bezdin shall shivim the echad 71 dayanim. We're going to see. Okay, that's a special halacha when it comes even to a kohen gadol.
So all three of these groups
in 71. You have to have the psak of the bezal shivim the echad. They go to Muhammad all the time. So who's passing? The prime minister, the cabinet. So you over here, this is something which is an amazing responsibility. When you imagine Eretz Yisrael, they go to Muhammad. You'll say it's Melchem's mitzvah. You'll say it's not Melchem's Rishos. Everything in Eretz Yisrael, the Shalos, the Mizan, the Melchem's mitzvah. It's a big achrayis. It's something which, under normal circumstance, would require a bezin of shivim v'echad. Next, let's say you want to extend Yerushalayim, that it has kedusha to the degree where you can eat ma'aser sheni. You want to extend the Har Habayis, and this was done during the time of Hordes. They extended the Harbayis. It was originally 500 Amos by 500 Amos. Say the Temple Mount is a lot larger than 500 Amos by 500 Amos. And L'chayrit has the full Kedusha. B'noge, all of the halachas of Harbayis. You only can do that.
You have to have 71 dayanim. Next, to appoint a Sanhedrin, you have in each shevet has a Sanhedrin of 23 dayanim. Who makes those dayanim? Who appoints them? It's not a hefkerus. Each shevet doesn't have their own local court. If it's not localized, we'll decide who the dayanim are. The Sanhedrin Hagadol is the one who appoints the members of the Sanhedrin Ketana of every single shevet. In the second world, Havdil, it's not the way it works. Every state, every city, you know, they're independent. They have their own rabbonus, they have their own secular court system. So here it says that the system is, it has to be handed down from the Sanhedrin in Yerushalayim, the Bet Lishkas HaGozes. Next.
I asked you before, and I ask now, what qualifies someone to be a dayan also?
That's that is the determination of the Sanhedrin HaGadol. That's exactly.
They also made the determination. Mm-hmm.
Everything was there. Well, no. Here it says a 23. It's 24 to 23, right? Because the bed was Einos and Ir Hanidachas LLP Bezin Shulshan Yechad. An Ir Hanidachas can only be done through to destroy if the majority of the city does have a Zara. So LLP Bezin Shulshan Yechad, you have to have 71 Dayanim. Chazal say it never happened. It never happened. It was an Ir Hanidachas. Chazal, even if there's even one mezuzah in the whole city, you don't destroy the city. So it never happened. One of the things that never happened, that it was an Ir Hanidachas, but if you were to make an Ir Hanidachas, you need 71 dayanim.
Why does it say the Hagia Torah of Deer, like by Sarah Meir?
Right, but those two things go together. Ben Sarah Meir, Lahoye, Vlahoye, and also Ir Hanidachas. El Droish, Vakabel Schar.
It ever happened that the answer, so was ever deserved by accident and he had to bring
by accidents did accidents on Ir Dachas. Ir Dachas is amazing. That is b'shoygik. That is b'shoygik. L'chayra did. That's where it's a certain type of avodah they think is mutter. I don't know.
Okay.
Well, there was a lot of the zara nachas, quite a bit of avodah zara. Einos Ir Dachas, besar. We don't make an Idachas on the border of Eretz Yisrael. It's a Sakana. Sakana, because if we destroy a city on the boundary of Eretz Yisrael, the Goyim, on that boundary, they'll now penetrate, they'll see it as an opportunity to make trouble. V'loy Shalosh, we never make three cities Ir Hanidachas, because three would be too much. It would be too much of a Takala, it would be a Sakana. Aval Oysen Achas, Oshtan, you can make one, or you could make two. Sanhedrin Gedolah Hoysol Shem Yechad. The Sanhedrin Gedolah is 71. Uketana Shal Eshem Shloisha was 23. Minayin LeGedolah Sheyishal Shem Yechad. Shenemar, it says, Esfali Shem Yish Moshe. Hashem said to Moshe, gather me 70 men. Mizikne Yisrael Umoshe Al Gabehen. And Moshe was on top for a total of 71. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Shivim 70. Very big nafkamina. Is it 70 or 71? Nafkamina, Moshe, not Moshe. If you look different from Mori Chazal, so you see sometimes, usually it's 70. Usually most of the Mori Chazal indicate that we pass it like Rabbi Yehuda, that it was 70, not like the Tanakhama that says it was 71.
You could have a split.
What?
You have a split.
Split the 30, 35, so then the person goes free. You go argue it out, right? Well, until it's a hung jury, whatever. It's a hung Kong court. So it's the classic Chazal. It says in the pasuk, the Eidu will judge and the Eidu will save. So the Eidu Shofetes ve'Eidu Matzeles. The Gemara makes a drasha, this repetition. To learn very simple. There's a drasha. It says with Eidu twice. And Eidu is a code word for 10. How do we know Eidu is a code word for 10? We learn from the Meraglim. Ad Mosai lo Eidu Horo'o Hazois. How many people were in the Meraglim? 12. And it says only Ho'Eidu Horo'o Lafuke Yeshua V'Kolev. Harikan Esrim. So that's 20. How do we get to 23? So we go further in the drasha. It says in the Torah, you may not follow a simple majority. So if you have, let's say you have 10. That's already 21. So if you have, let's say argument's sake, let's say you have 10 and 11, right? Any kind of argument's sake. that would not be enough to paskin misa, because it's only majority. It's a, you have to have a super, what's a super majority? It means two. You have to have at least two more. Shemeani she losyachalam rose, shemeani sheyeim mohem litoiva. But what is the implication? You may not follow a simple majority for Ra, but you may follow a simple majority for Toiv. So 11 to 10 would be good to paskin innocent in Cain. So if that's the implication, I do not need the pasuk to go through the effort and tell me that we may follow a simple majority for Toiv. In Cain, Loma Nemar Achre Rabim Lehatos, that you may follow a Rabim Lehatos tilt, which means tilt in for favor. Lahatois comes from the word, Lahatois seemingly is for good. So the Gemara says, the answer is, we have the extra repetition to indicate as follows, Lo ki hatayoscho l'toiva, hatayoscho l'ra. Hatayoscho l'toiva al pi echad, hatayoscho l'ra al pi shnayim. The repetition tells us that the majority of Ra is not like the majority for Toiv. For Ra, for Toiv is one. For Ra will be two. Will be at least two more. That's just, it's nothing more than a drush. Look at the Rashi in the bottom. Rashi in the bottom is very clear. Rashi in the bottom of the series says, Lokat hayoscha achrei rabim lezakos. Ani oimer lucha lintois. Lokat hayoscha achrei rabim lezakos. Ani oimer lucha lintois achrei rabim lechoiva. The way I told you that you can follow a majority for good is not the way I told you can follow a majority for chayva. El lezuchus al pi echad. When it comes for good, even one is enough. Afilu ein yisrein mezakin al nachayav me'ela el echad zocha. Avol chayva ad sheyu mechayvim oifim al hamezakin shnayim. The hachi come now. Rashi explains the pshat in the drasha. Lo tihye acharei rabim l'ra'oi sal pi echad. Don't follow, because if you just take it, you see there's a very big danger. Maybe it just means don't follow majority, period. Don't follow majority at all. Zero. Never ever follow majority for Ra. Avu acharei from the fact, maybe that's what, exactly, that's what I would think by mistake. If I only had the pasuk the way we had in the beginning, lo si acharei rabim, lo si acharei rabim l'ra'ois, enachnami, I would think it has to be unanimous. What's funny is, we know that if it's unanimous, then the person is innocent. You go out, you go free. So that's a separate drasha. If you just start from this point in time and you follow, you take the pasuk literally, I would think it has to be unanimous. So along comes the pasuk and says, but you can follow a majority for good. But that's superfluous. Because since the pasuk says, don't follow a majority for Ra, we automatically know that you may follow a majority for Toiv. So why does it go through the extra effort and telling me you may follow a majority for Toiv? It must be that there's a difference between Toiv and Ra. Toiv is one, and Ra, you need two. It's coming to downgrade that you do not need to be unanimous. Aval achrei rabim b'shnayim, afid l'ros, hilkoch. Now, so what do we come away with now? We come away with now, 22. It says Eda, Eda. So there has to always be at least an Eda, Eda, 10-10. And then we have this drasha that you have to have potential for there to be a majority of two more Lira. You have to have an Eda and Eda. And there has to be two more of the part, the Eda that's going to decide Lira. Al Karchach Chof Beis Be'inan. We need 22. The botzer me'asar mezakin leko lememar, less than 10 mezakin, you cannot say duhok sevi tziluho eda. So it's a very complicated drasha. You have to have at least 10 people. You have to have potential that there are 10 people saying innocent, the tziluho eda, and then it says v'shoftuho eda, and there are 10 people saying guilty, and then it says acharei Rabin, don't go after a rabin, which we conclude don't go after one, there has to be two. So you have to be able to fulfill all of the conditions of the pasuk. There has to be a potential where there's going to be hitzilu ha'eda, that's 10. There has to be v'shoftu ha'eda, 10, that's going to paskin chayif. And we have to have a potential where the bezin is going to paskin chayif, and that means it has to be two more going to paskin l'rah. So that means in order to convict a person, we have to have at least 22 people.
12 against 10.
22 people.
12 against 10.
12 against 10. Yeah. So why is that? So all we should need is 20. All we need there is there should be 22 people. Where would then do we get 23? We have another principle. The other principle is you're never allowed to have to start off with a bezin of an even number. Because what happens if 11 decide innocent and 11 decide guilty? So then we're going to have, there's no potential then for the person to become innocent. So therefore, we apply another principle upon that to bring it up to 23. So look how many layers. The Yitzilo Eda, the Shafto Eda, that's already two layers. And then there has to be Acharei Rabim, Acharei Rabim. In order to Paskin L'Misa, we have to have at least another two. That's another elaborate drasha. That's already a third level of drasha. And then the principle of Ein Bezin Shakel is a fourth level. So we're going four levels of drush. To get, and each one you can break down into more parts also. You can break down the part of Nachmei Rab, but it's at least four basic levels of drushes to come to the conclusion that you have to have 23 in. It's a very unusual drusha. Normally Chazal, you have a drusha for one shadil. Here you have four layers of drush in order to come to the conclusion you have to have four, you have 23 dayanim.
What does Rabbi Yehuda say, Shivim do with the drusha, the Ein Bezin Shakel?
Shivno, that's the minimum. You have to have Ein Bezin Shakel, so Ein Echnami, that's a problem. That is a problem. Ein Bezin Shakel, I don't know the answer. That could be discussed in the Gemara. Could be the Sanhedrin Gadol. That's an exception. You're dealing with the Sanhedrin Ketana. This halacha here is referenced specifically to the Sanhedrin Ketana, who is issuing capital punishment. The primary role of the Sanhedrin Gadol is not to issue capital punishment. They do other things. They're moisiv on the Azara and Yerushalayim. They go to Mulchama. When it comes to a case of capital punishment, it's not sent to the Sanhedrin HaGadol. Mm. So therefore, they don't have the issue of Shakal. The din of Shakal is only when it comes to an inyan of Misa, and that's miyuchad for a bezdin of 23. You'll ask, what about the Zakin Mamre? A Zakin Mamre is also a shail of Misa, and there it's the Sanhedrin HaGadol, Ein Echnami, that indeed might be the exception. I don't know. V'sulam shachas l'chayim v'batzim yudbis. Now, what goes with the Ein Bezin Shakel? The Ein Bezin Shakel, v'sulam dem adechad, harei kan eshim shloisha, we have over here 23. V'kama yehei bi'ir, v'yitei rulis Sanhedrin. Next question, how many people must be in the Sanhedrin that the Sanhedrin should be deserving of having its own Sanhedrin? So here it says, Tanakama says, may have eshim, you have to have 120 people. You have to have at least 120 people in the Sanhedrin that's deserving of a Sanhedrin. Why 120? The Gemara Mefarash Kenegid Mi, the Gemara is a whole lab of Joshua, where they come from. Rabbi Nechemiah Meir, Masayim Mushloishim, you have to have 230 so that each member of the Bezdin will represent 10 people. So Lucharib means over here you have to have an addition. In addition to the 23 people, you have to have an additional 230 people. So he's a Sar on Esrim. Each person is going to be in charge of 10 people. Masayim Mushloishim, Kineged Sore Asaros. Each one is a sar over 10 people. L'choy, there's a possible afternoon, because according to Tanakam, you have to have 120. You don't have to have 120 plus 23. From the 120, the 23 can be part of the 120. According to the second opinion, according to Rabbi Nechemiah, you have to have, since he learned it's a din of Sari Alafim, when you're Sari Alafim, means you're in charge of 10 people, you're not included in those 10 people. So therefore, it's a large, it's 100 and 230 plus 23. According to the Kama, it's 120 period, and from those 120, from those you can have 23 of them can be the judges. Okay, now we're going to some very technical sugyas. Atu gezeilos vechavolos lav dinei mimonosinu. The Gemara is asking the question. The first part of the mission is complex. Dinei mimonos b'shloisha, and then it goes on to give an example. Gezeilos vechavolos, theft and injuries, is you need three dayanim. Is not gezeilos vechavolos part of dinei mimonos? So if we can strike from the text those three words, it's superfluous. The mission is long enough. We don't need these three words in the Mishnah. Atu gezelois vechavolois lav dini manisninu. Amar b'yavo mahein. You're right. The Mishnah of here is coming to explain mahein dini mimonos gezelois vechavolois lafuke, to exclude avol hoidois vechalvois lo. Hoidois vechalvo. You confess. You moide b'miksas. Someone says you owe me $100, and you say back, I only owe you $50. So you go to court. You go to court, you fight it out. And Bezin's going to say you admit to 50, you have to swear. That's Hoidah. Halvois is general, I deny the whole thing.
I deny the whole thing, or whatever the situation of the halva is, there you don't need three judges. Now, it doesn't mean you don't need three. The Gemara is going to say you don't need the same type of three judges. The three judges will be, you can have for these haidos halvos, three people from the street. When it comes to gezelos v'chavolos, you have to have experts. When it comes to haidos v'halvos, they're not part of the Mishnah, because the Mishnah is only discussing dayanim, which are qualified, which are certified experts. The Gemara says v'halvos v'halvos lo. And the Gemara explains why it was necessary for the Mishnah to give. So what's the next question? Let the Mishnah just say gezelos v'chavolos b'shloisha. Why does the Mishnah have to say dinei mimonos, which are gezelos v'chavolos? Let it just say, let's cut to the chase, gezelos v'chavolos, and we on our own automatically know to exclude hoidos v'chavolos. So the Gemara is now going to explain exactly why the Mishnah has to say both parts utzricha. The Mishnah was very precise. The itane dinei mimonos, this we're reviewing. If it only said dinei mimonos, that's misleading. Hava amina afilu hoidos v'chavolos. That's why it says Tana Gezelos V'chavolos, only Gezelos V'chavolos. The Tana Gezelos V'chavolos, V'loik Tana Dini Manas. We only said, let's just say Gezelos V'chavolos. Automatically, we would know it to Memayit Hoidos V'chavolos. Havamina, who are Dina Filo Hoidos V'chavolos. I would make a mistake and think, Lav Dafka, everything, even Hoidos V'chavolos. Oh, so why then did the Mishnah only specify Gezelos V'chavolos? V'hai Diktani Gezelos V'chavolos, Mishon, because in the Torah, the place where it says you need three dayanim was specifically by gezelos v'chavolos, the ikur gimel d'chsivi, the gezelos v'chavolos k'sivi. That's where it says the word Elohim. By the way, the word Elohim is really lashon chol. It's really, you can really say Elohim. Elohim means authority. And Rav Moshe always used to say Elohim. And someone once asked Rav Moshe, why when you teach him do you say Elohim when you can say Elohim? So he says, look, over here in MTJ, they have people that walked in from the street. Mm-hmm. It was cold in the Lower East Side. They didn't have heat in their apartment. They came to the back of the basement just to warm up. So he says, the Amaratzim, he doesn't want them to think that I'm saying a shir, mm-hmm. that I'm being Maitzi Hashem's name, Levatollah. They're going to learn from me. So therefore, because people were eavesdropping in on his shir, who were ignorant, who came in from the street to warm up in the basement, he would say Elohim. The minute he used to say Elohim, Ruba de Ruba, that's our minute. We always say Elohim, even though really you can say Elohim. It's Lashon Chol when it comes to a judge. So the Igor Gimel, Dechsiv, Gzelz, Chavos, Dechsiv, Gzelz, Dechsiv, it says, V'nikar Valabais, Elhu Elohim, Kehu Elohim. And Chavolois, Mali, Chavolois, it does not say the word, it does not say when it comes to Chavol, hurting, injuring a person, but the Gemara is saying a very Merdek Yisoid. When you injure a person, you're stealing from him. You're stealing his Koychos Aguf. Just like you steal a person's money, you steal their strength, their physical well-being. That is an extension of gezela. Chavolos, mali chaval begufoy, mali chaval bimimoynoy. So since it says with Elohim in reference to these examples, that is why the Mishnah says, that's what I would think, I would be misled. If the Mishnah would only say gezelos v'chavolos, I would be misled to think, who hadin? Hoidohos v'halvos, you need three. The reason why it's said about gezelos v'halvos is because since the Mishnah says three, that's where it says the halach, you need three. We focused on that. That's what, fine. So Tana, we learned, therefore, in order not to make this mistake, to be precise, to exclude hoidohos v'halvos, Tana, mahein, that's why the Mishnah is coming to explain. Dine Mimoinois, we learn Tana Mahain, Dine Mimoinois. What is Dine Mimoinois? Gezelos v'chavolos, Aval Hoidos v'alvos, lo. Okay, so this, now we go back to the first Mishnah. So now you understand the first line of the Mishnah, Dine Mimoinois v'shloisha. You have to add two words into the Mishnah. Mahain, Dine Mimoinois, Mahain, Gezelos v'chavolos. It's dafka those that require the shloisha. Okay. Now the Gemara says, so that means the same when it comes to Hoidos v'alvos, you don't need three people? Really? If a person comes to, there's a dispute between two people with regard to how much money was lent, how much money was confessed, you don't need three people? It's ridiculous. Of course you need three people. So the Gemara says, Aval Hodois Aval Slo, Olamai, Ilem, the Loibidin Shleisha. You don't need three. Vamar Ragavo, Shnayim Shedanu. Anyone, two people who judge,
halva jodaru dinei meminos ledivrei hakol ein dinei hem din. It's not a kosher bezdin. It's not a kosher bezdin. So that cannot pass. Now you'll ask me, bisman hazet, smaisim b'chol. You know, people go to the rav and he paskins. So you go to even go to the, they paskin even one person paskins. So the truth is, because this is just basically Sofer Sanhedrin, first halach and Shulchan Aruch, bisman hazeh, there's no such thing as din Torah. There's no such thing when it comes to Choshe Mishpat. There's no one today that is qualified, so it goes back for hundreds of years, that's qualified to paskin on Dine Mimonos. Dine Mimonos is so deep, it's so complex, no one paskins. It's basically dispute resolution. It's pshara. It's not pshara 50-50. It's you learn Choshe Mishpat. You know the best you can do, and L'chayra, based upon what we understand in Choshe Mishpat, you are more right than this person, so let's come to a resolution. You pay 80%, pay 70%, 60%. Pshar. It has a very bad reputation today in Bate Dinim, RCA. It's been a big business with Tainim, but there's no such thing as man that says real is real din. Everything today is based upon pshar. And that's why Bizman is a nigger adin, even if a person, if people accepting one person to do the speed resolution, it's okay. But nigger adin, when you're doing it midin Torah, you have to have three people. So what is it? Elad lebin mumchen. The Gemara says you do not need to have experts. The Gemara says Mike is Savar. Now here we go with a little bit complex Gemara. It's very important. Maybe we'll learn the Rashi. Rashi explains it very, very well. Mike is Savar. What does that mean exactly? The Gemara's maskan over here is when it comes to the Haidava Halva, you don't need an expert. Now, to render a halachic decision. There are two people fighting it out, and who's right, who's wrong,
and Kaif and Halva.
They're witnesses. We don't have to get into all the details. I don't even know what the details are. But there's going to be the rendering of a halachic decision. How many dayanim? So you're saying here you can have three people off the street. They're going to sit down. They're going to listen to the argument. Each one will present their arguments, and these three people off the street are going to decide what the halacha is. Really? Ikos savar eruv parashos ksiv kad liboy nai mumchen. Now this we'll read a few words. The ikos savar einer parashos ksiv kosov kan shloi shalom. Now what in the world does it mean eruv parashos? This is as follows. There's a sugya of shomrim, guardians, and there's a sugya of halva. Okay, I'm giving you something to watch. I'm giving that's not part of the Mishnah. We're not discussing that. We're not discussing that in the Mishnah whatsoever of a pikadon. We're discussing over here now halva. By the parasha of shomrim, it says the word. You're going to go to the Elohim. It says there, ki asher yoimar ki huze ad dvar Elohim yovo dvar shinehem. So it says the words Elohim. You're going to go to Bezdin in a situation when you present something to a guardian and the guardian denies. I deny having in my possession your object. So the pasuk says you're going to go to court, and the court's going to make you swear. The other one is going to swear. The problem is, a guardian always has to swear no matter what. It's not necessary for the pasuk to mention this concept of moed b'miksas, of swearing, in the sugya of shomer. We'll read the Rashi in one moment to clarify. I'm going to bring up the idea first. It doesn't make any sense. Why would the Torah tell us the halacha of swearing and going to court when you're discussing a shomer? So the Gemara says an incredible chiddush: Eruv parashos ksiv kan. Take a knife, cut out the pasuk that's written in the sugya of shomer, and transplant it to a sugya of halva. Okay, this is one of the incredible concepts that I don't need this over here. Doesn't make sense over here. Doesn't make sense. So extract it and put it somewhere else. So this. Is a very difficult principle which not everyone in the Gemara agrees you can do. If you agree to this principle, then what we've done is we've taken this pasuk which mentions a judge, Elohim, we've extracted it from the sugya of the shomer, and we've put it in the sugya of halva. Wonderful. In the sugya of halva, we now have the word Elohim, which connotes a dayon mumche. Elokim has to be three judges who are experts, a court of experts. If you don't hold of this principle of cutting away the pasuk by shema and putting it by the case of halva, then you don't even have a source that you need even three judges, period, by the case of a halva. There's no source you need three judges, because it doesn't say that we're looking all together. So monafshach, if you hold of the principle of Erev Parashiyos, that's going to teach you, not only do you need three judges by halva, you need three expert judges by halva. If you don't hold of the concept of Erev Parashiyos, then you don't even need three judges altogether. So this answer that you're telling me there's a difference between the case of Gzeilos v'chavolos and milveh, that this you need mumchen and this you don't need mumchen, doesn't make sense. It's all or nothing. Okay, let's see over here the Rashi. Rashi explains it's very, very, very. It's a very. This is mamash the main yisoid of this daf. Earlier I'm talking about Rashi over here. Ikas savor erev parashios kos of kan. The igel adiyam behagoyz leitzim. Shaparashios aksuvos be'ela hamshpatim murovos hein. They're mixed up. Sheyesh mikro kos of parashu zu she'enu yachol amod ba. Is a pasuk that does not belong in the sugya of Shemim. Elami parsha cheresu. It belongs to a different parsha. Kigoin, what is the pasuk? Asher yoimar ki huze. That's the pasuk. The alfina mine, we learn from this pasuk. Moidin mitzvah time, if you moidin mitzvah, yishava, you swear. Doesn't make sense. This pasuk is written in the sugya, shekosa b'shemer chinam. Lav Hashem Achinam Koi, it doesn't make any sense. It should be Hashem Achinam. The Shemim, it doesn't make sense that it should apply to the Moide be Mixos by Shemir. The Shemim, Avi Shaloi Hoidu be Mixos Chayavim Lishava. A guardian has to swear if he denies possession, even if he's not Moide be Mixos. And this pasuk says the only time you make a Shavua is only when you're Moide be Mixos. This does not, is Shaloi Kahalocha. Work backwards. Look what it says in Shulchan Aruch, and what it says in Shulchan Aruch indicates this is not what it says in the Torah. The Haidah mixas taina at parashas the inkesef tal ve'amida. The laws of moed the mix applies to halva. To hasmu the bein haidah mixas the e loy moed the klum chazak. You're going on to lums because if you could deny everything, you don't have to swear. Because the person have the chutzpah to deny alone. The e loy moed the klum chazaka in tainas chatevei emes. You don't really have to swear altogether. There is no chutzpah. When it comes to a shomer, you always have to swear, even if you're not maybe mixas. The masnisan. So manavshach. Here he winds down. We're going to extract what it says in one sugya and bring it to another sugya. Hare Nemar Elohim. We've taken the Elohim, we brought it to Gezel, the Mashma Mumchen. We need Mumchen by Halva. Loshen Sarada Verabonis. By the way, over here he tells us what the Gemara means. The Chagat Rashi says, what does it mean, a Mumchen? A Mumchen means a person of authority, Verabonis. A person who is in charge. Kidimit Hargiminon, Reinesat Elo Him Lifaro, Loshin Rabonis. You are Paro's Rav. Okay, Paro had a Rav. Elokim Leparo, you're Paro's Rabbi. You know, Cardinal Kani once came into a meeting and saw Rabbi Sherah. And he went over to him and he hugged him and he kissed him. And all the bishops, all the cardinals, they were all very, very jealous. How come when you don't kiss us, you don't hug us? So he saw they were very jealous. So he says, what do you want? Rabbi Sher, he's my rabbi. He's my Rav. He's my rabbi. Okay. So over here, so therefore that's back, let's go back to the Gemara. The Gemara over here is as follows. Let's go back to the Gemara. The Gemara over here says, Ella, my Kosovar. Okay, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Which drusha from there are we applying over here?
So we say, what was the Gemara? The Gemara over here is Maskan. It says that we didn't even money special. Which do you need my nice? Only gezelos v'chavolos. But hoido v'halva, you don't, they don't need. What do you mean you don't? I don't need mumchen. Really? You don't need mumchen? That doesn't make sense. Maikosova. Ikosova, if you agree to the principle of Erev Parashiyos Kosov Khan, that the Torah mixed up a pasuk by the parasha of a shomer.
and the Puddir Apostle really belongs by the case of Halva. Not only then can't boy Nani Munchen. Not only do you need three judges, you need three expert judges. So your answer is categorically incorrect. The Ikosavar Ein Erev Parashos Kosuf Khan, then guess what? Not only do you not need Mumchin by the case of Holvov Haida, you don't even need three judges, period. Shloisha Nami Nami Lamali. So the Gemara is Lialam Kosavar Erev Parashos Kosuf Khan. And the Dindhu and here the Gemara is saying an incredible Chiddush. May Iker Hadin, you need by Hoidov Halva three Dayanim Mumchen. Uvidin who the boy Nami Mumchen. And the Rabban have the power, it's an incredible Chesharon have the power, Koyach of Hefker, Bezen Hefker. It's not really clear what exactly the power, it's not so posh what it means over here. I don't know what's going on over here. But Hai Deloy Bidan Mumchen, Mishum Rabbi Chanina. The Yesoid of Rabbi Chanina, this is the Yesoid of the Daf. The Arab Khanina, Dvar Torah, Echa Dine Mimoinos, Vecha Dine Nefashos, Bidrisha Vichakira, you need Dayanim Mumchim, and you need also, Dayanim Mumchim means includes you have to make a thorough investigation. Shlema, it says in the Pasik, Mishpat Echad Yel Lochem, is one set law consistent which goes across over Dine Nefashos, or Matam Amu Dine Mimoinos, Loibin and Drisha Vichi. Why do you need Dine Mimoinos, Drisha Vichaki? Why is it that Chazal relaxed the laws of Dinei Mimonis when it says explicitly in the Pasuk, Mishpat Echad Yelochem, and from that matter, it's a different drasha. This drasha is really not the same drasha as our drasha. Our drasha over here is Eruv Parshios. It's just the Gemara over here seemingly, on a very simple level in the Gemara, if you want to go into Lomdus a lot, there's a lot going on over here, but the Gemara seemingly just to make a comparison. Just like we're going to use the same answer that in his drasha for our drasha, it's really all the same. Why did we go lenient? We don't need mumchim on dushchira. Kedesh l'tinel delas bifnei lavin. Chazal were concerned with the economy. The Chazal, the Sanhedrin, they were the greatest economists, and they saw that the economy would stagnate if people had too much trouble. You know, a free laissez faire. If there are too many rules and regulations, that stifles the economy. People are not going to want to lend money, because they anticipate there's going to be a problem in getting their money back, and they're going to have to go to a Beis Din, and the Beis Din is going to have to be Dayanim Mumchim, and it's going to be a major ordeal to go and get back the money to find a proper Beis Din that is qualified. But people always contest that the Beis Din was not qualified, so it was invalid throughout the case. So therefore, in order to allow people to lend money and tell them, do not worry, in case you need to get your money back, you can just pick up three people off the street, go to a street corner, and find three people on their smartphones, a Yeshiv Batel, and have them sit, and they can judge your case. They can judge your case, so people will immediately lend money, and lending money, obviously, is the most important principle to stimulate the economy. The whole economy is based upon investments. So once you say that principle, we should say the next principle, that they should not be required malpractice insurance. That in the event the three judges make a mistake, they should not be required to pay back, because once we're giving them authority as a Beis Din, the general rule is if you are a legitimate authorized Beis Din, you have malpractice insurance. You don't have to pay back if you make a mistake. That's the general rule. If you're licensed to serve as a Beis Din and you make a mistake, you don't have to pay back the money if you make a mistake in halacha. Once Beis Din is giving a license to three people off the street, the paskin the halacha, we should follow the basic rules. You're licensed. You do not have to pay if you make a mistake. Yet the halacha is they do have to pay back. So something over here does not make sense. The Gemara says, Yachid, Elamat told lo yishamu kosh, the Gemara is pum fakert. The Chazal over here said they do have, because then it's the same principle. Kol shekein ato nol delis bifnei lavin, because then if I'm not going to want to lend money, because I want to get back my money, what am I going to do? I'm going to go take three people off the street to decide the halacha, and if they're not going to be responsible, they're not going to care, they're going to make a mistake, I'm going to lose money. So you know what? I don't want to lend money. So it has to be a proper balance. Chazal, they created a very unique situation where there's a balance. What's the balance? You can take three people off the street, But these three people off the street will be accountable in the event they make a mistake. That is a proper balance in order for people to be willing to lend money to their fellow friend. I'll get my money back, and they'll find people who even who are not experts, but will take it upon themselves to pay back the money.
What's included in this dina imamis? Dina imamis like dina drisha akira. What's included in that?
Dina imamis. No, so that for our purpose, it just means that they don't have to be experts.
Dina imavos.
Right. Well, no. In a chenamar. That's right. Exactly. Right. Exactly. Right. Because the gzeila v'chavala, you have to have mumchin, and with mumchin, you're going to need to have drisha v'chakira. Yachiv so tarti, Yachiv asks tarti ketani. Dine, if that's the case, so the Mishnah then is really teaching you, there are two different statements in the Mishnah. It says, dine memoinos, Yachiv tarti ketani, dine memoinos v'shloisha, hediyaitos, gzeilos v'chavalos v'shloisha mumchin, v'oid shloisha lomali. That's the case. Look at Rashi. Rashi over here says, look at Rashi. Elamiyata. Rashi, Ihochi. Dibra Masla Ihochi. The Haidova Halvois Shloisha Binan. Lama Lerbevo La Kuma Blamasnisan Bimahin Ketani. I have a much better answer. Now that you've given me this answer, you've given me this answer that there are two different types of Dini Mimoinais. There's Dini Mimoinais, Dini Mimoinais of Haidova Halva, and Dini Mimoinais of Gezel v'chavalos. So why do we have to say that it's my hain? Dinei m'moinois, what kind? Chayda v'halva. I have a much better answer. Let's read the Mishnah again. Let us say, dinei m'moinois b'shloisha, dinei m'moinois of chayda v'halva. That is b'shloisha, hedyoitois. It's not really nice to start off the Mishnah like that, though. You know, you're starting off the Mishnah with Sanhedrin, you know, Sanhedrin, okay, what kind of Sanhedrin? Hediyotos. And then it says, Gezelos v'chadeh v'chavolos v'shloisha mumchen. So why do you have to say that it's a general halacha? And then we come to explain, I have now a noopshot. I have a better interpretation of the Gemara. Ihachi tartik, let's say there are two different statements. Dinei mimoinois v'shloisha hediyotos, and dinei gezelos v'chavolos v'shloisha mumchen. Well, that's a much better answer. Also, I'll prove to you that's a better answer. I'll prove to you that's a better answer because if you are correct that the Mishnah is saying my hain, why does it say the word shloisha in the first line of the Mishnah twice? Mm. It should say dinei mimoinois gezeilois v'chavolois b'shloisha. Why do you have to have the word shloisha twice? The fact that it says it twice indicates we're dealing with two different types of judges. So the Gemara says, you're right. You're right, we've outsmarted after giving such a good answer. We have now outsmarted ourselves. We're shloisha shlomali. Ela omar rava tar teketani. You're right. You're right. The Mishnah indeed is teaching us two different statements. That's maskana. Dinei mimoinois, referring to choyda v'halva b'shloisha hedyotois. And then it says, "Dine gzeilos v'chavolos is v'shloisha mumchen." Okay, to conclude, I'll leave a little drusha. The drusha in the kinas Tishah is coming up. In the kinah, one of the important kinos of Zuchara she'osa sar bifinim. So it says here in the kinah that they woke up in the morning. And they were missing the 93 clay shares. So it's a Mishnah Masechta Tamid. There were exactly 93 clay shares that were used every single day for all of the various korbanos, based upon the number of times Hashem's name appears in Sefer Nehemiah. It's a Yerushalmi, it's a Gemara. Problem is, it says this thing twice. It says, when it already said, he took away all the kalim. He took away all the kalim. Wait, I was saying the Zara. Okay, I have to find exactly. So there's another answer. The clay shoresh refers to the Sanhedrin Hagadol and the Sanhedrin Hakatan. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda, how many Dayanim were there in the Sanhedrin Hagadol?
70.
How many in the Sanhedrin Hakatan? 23. What is 23 plus 70? 93. Ayreinu Namak, our skin melted away, Kishkim Mishares, when the Misharesim came into the Migdash, and there was the bittul of the Sanhedrin Gedoila and the Sanhedrin Ketan. It says in Talmud there were two Sanhedrins in the Beis HaMikdash, Lishkas Hagozis, and in the Azor was Sanhedrin Ketana. The Dayanim, the authority of the Dayanim was gone. When Mozart Tishim Shvayisha Klesharis, the greatest Klesharis, a human being, is the ultimate Klesharis.